it is more so on the other, and you have not to fear so many contingencies. It is not every wind that can blow you from your anchorage, and so long as death withholds its sickle, you will always have a friend at home. People who share a cell in the Bastille, or are thrown together on an uninhabited island, if they do not immediately fall to fisticuffs, will find some possible ground of compromise. They will learn each other's ways and humours, so as to know where they must go warily, and where they may lean their whole weight. The discretion of the first years becomes the settled habit of the last, and so, with wisdom and patience, two lives may grow indissolvably into one. But marriage, if comfortable, is not at all heroic. It certainly narrows and damps the spirits of generous men. In marriage, a man becomes slack and selfish, and undergoes a fatty degeneration of his moral being. It is not only when Lydgate misallies himself with Rosamund Vincey, but when Ladislaw marries above him with Dorothea, that this may be exemplified. The air of the fireside withers out all of the fine wildings of the husband's heart. He is so comfortable and happy that he begins to prefer comfort and happiness to everything else on earth, his wife included. Yesterday he would have shared his last shilling, today